श्रीमद्भागवतम 11:23-26 कस्मात् संक्लिश्यते विद्वान् व्यर्थयार्थे हया सकृत् कस्यचिन् मायया नूनं लोकोऽयं सुविमोहितः। देवंती ब्राह्मण इज नाउ ड्रॉइंग अ जनरल कंक्लूजन फ्रॉम हिज पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस। इन द प्रीवियस वर्स ही हैज स्टेटेड दैट I have wasted my life in seeking wealth and I am left with nothing now. So now he is contemplating kasmat sankliśyate vidvān. Why should a wise person sankliśyate klesha sankliśyate suffer misery vyarthaya arthe haya sakrit in the vain effort vyarthaya arthaya. So, arthaya is endeavor for wealth, vyartha. It is futile because it doesn't lead to any fulfillment and nor does it last permanently with us. Asakrit, constantly. So, he says that actually everybody in this world is deluded by the hope for wealth. Kasyachin mayaya anunam. Kasyachin maya, by someone's maya, nunam, all the people in this world, nunam is certainly loko yam submohitaha. People in this world are deluded. So, in his realizations, this is the first reference where he is now moving from condemning himself and his misfortune to thinking about the law. So this is a major transition. So he raises a question first. Now, what is it that makes even wise people crave for wealth even when they know that it will lead to suffering? So he thinks there must be some force which makes one do that. And what is that force? That force must be someone's maya. So he doesn't use the word Bhagavan over here. He says kasyachin. Suppose we have decided to go one way. We decided to, if you are in railway station, and we decided to go in a in the forward direction. And suddenly we find that we are moving in the opposite direction, backwards. We wanted to go east and we are going west. What happened? Is there a big crowd of people who are moving in that direction and which are pushing me in this direction? Or how did I end up going in the direction opposite to my intended direction? So when that happens, when we are moved in the opposite to what our plan is, then we naturally infer that there must be some force which has made me move like this. So similarly, a wise person understands that there is no need to crave and slave for wealth futilely. And yet, practically everyone in the world, even the wise people, are craving and slaving for wealth. So what does it mean? There must be some force that is making one do such a thing. And what is that force? That force is Maya. So that Maya is guided by somebody. So now from here onwards, gradually he will start thinking about the Lord and he will conclude by the point that I will take shelter of the Lord. So we can also, when we are pulled and pushed away from our intended trajectory, we want to move towards Krishna. When we are trying to meditate and pray, we want our mind to go towards Krishna. But suddenly, we find our consciousness, our thoughts going in an entirely opposite direction. Now, rather than just becoming frustrated or dejected and thinking, oh, I just cannot practice devotional service, I cannot chant attentively, we can think, oh, what is this force that pushes me away? It must be someone's maya. It is Krishna's maya ultimately. And I cannot counter this force myself. But if the person who is controlling this force checks that force, then naturally I can then I will be saved. So if now dam is opened and the sheer force of the flood is carrying, is driving away, dragging away even experienced swimmer. If, now the swimmer cannot counter the forceful flow of the dam's water, dam's release water. But if somebody can close the dam, person who has that power.